We like it. Today's a good day.
You're live, guys.
I'd like to call this meeting of the Taney County Commission, September 20th, 2012, to order. And I would note that our first order of business is a bid for propane. Mr. Erickson.
Yes, sir. Good morning, gentlemen. We have this morning a scheduled bid opening for propane, bid number 201208-193. And this is for service, propane needs and services for all of our locations, most of which are road and bridge, and then the extension office down here, I think. Our current contract is with Feral Gas, and it is set to expire on October the 12th, so I wanted to get this out and taken care of. I've received two responses. I did send this out on the 20th of, excuse me, on the 22nd of August, and did direct bid invitations to numerous propane supply companies, as well as our public purchase option. I talked to them yesterday, and they had told me that they had contacted 30 local vendors, but I did receive two responses, so I'm prepared to move forward if you instruct me to do so.
I'm good to move forward. How about you, Danny?
Yeah.
Okay. The first one is from Feral Gas. I received this yesterday. Paperwork is signed in the appropriate places, and they are bidding a price per gallon of $1.21, which is really all I'm asking for in the bid.
Give me the company again, Ron.
Feral Gas.
And Ron, I may not have heard this. Did you ask for or tell them a minimum purchase or a maximum to get this rate? Did we give any guarantees of
no
volume? Okay.
No mins, no max.
Okay.
No guarantees, no exclusivity, nothing. It is for delivery to four locations, though. And anyway, that's $1.21 per gallon from Feral Gas. The second response I received from AmeriGas, and that was delivered to me this morning. It is signed in the required places. And they, excuse me, they are offering a price per gallon of $1.44.
One more question. Any delivery fees on top of this to our destinations?
No.
The instruction is clear to include delivery fees and everything, where the tax exemptions were noted. The only variance has to do with if there was any installations or checks,
and they do indicate $19.95 for installation and leak checks. That's AmeriGas. Feral Gas indicates in that same area no charge for leak checks.
Motion for acceptance of Feral Gas is the
to award
the as vendor of propane.
I'll second the motion for discussion. Do we want to make AmeriGas as our secondary just because we have two bids and not knowing? Is there anything we want to consider that? I mean, obviously we did that in a bid recently that I didn't know if that gives us flexibility or not.
Well, it's not a bad idea. We had an incident last winter where these folks were backed up, and we had a tank situation where we actually had coldness in the air briefly, and so it might not be a bad idea to designate AmeriGas as a backup, as a secondary, in case Farrell was to become backed up or unavailable or snowed in, or any of the contingencies thereof.
Would you consider amending your motion, naming Farrell Gas as the company that would receive the award as the primary vendor, and AmeriGas as a secondary in case of emergency?
So moved.
I'll amend my second.
Motion's been made and seconded that the propane gas award be given to Farrell Gas at the rate of $1.21 a gallon, and that they be listed as primary, and that AmeriGas be listed as secondary at the rate of $1.44 a gallon in case of emergency. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen. That's all I have, unless you have something for me.
Sir, no, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. E.
You're welcome.
Agenda requests review.
Sir, Nikki not being here, and this list is something that we've seen on Monday. The only two things that are new to the agenda request document is the last two items, which in my eyes would be fine for the 24th, which is Monday. One is the personal property abatements and refunds, real estate court order approvals, and a road and bridge update looking repair costs for equipment and guardrail for Boys Camp Road. If it's all right, I'd like, those are the only two that I feel like we can move on.
If that's fine with me.
Under agenda request review, I just asked Randy if he would step up. Randy, we need to place a discussion regarding our parking lot on Monday's agenda, or do you think we should wait until we hear from an engineer?
I think we need to wait until we hear from some more answers on how to fix that thing there.
I would like, because we're not agendized for this right now, that you would bring Dan and Jim individually up to snuff on the meeting that we sat through yesterday regarding that parking lot garage. I would appreciate that, just so that they have a...
Okay. I can do that.
Is that all right, gentlemen?
Mm-hmm.
So what we're doing is moving to put personal property abatements, refunds, real estate court order approvals, and road and bridge update with Randy and others next Monday?
Sure.
Right.
How much time did you need, Randy?
I'm thinking about 30 minutes, probably. It may not take that long, but at least it will run over a good 30 minutes.
Need to go ahead and put on their possible executive session with I guess I don't know whether it's 1, 2, 3, and 12 or whether we need to dissect those down to
Are we meeting with council on Monday?
I don't think so.
I don't think they're in town.
Discussion about some of those other issues. You want to put that on there in case we...
Sure, we'll put it on there.
Okay.
We need to correct that. It's Ron. Used to that.
Let's move on to executive session minutes.
All right. Motion to approve executive session minutes dated. Give me 1 second. Let me get these in order because I don't make sure. Sorry. Okay, here it goes. Motion to approve executive session minutes with corrections and changes dated July 19th, July 26th, July 30th, August 6th, August 13th, August 20th, August 30th, September 6th, September 10th, September 13th. That's it.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve executive session minutes dated 7-19, 26, 30, August 6, 13, 20, 30, and September 6th, 10th, and 13th as corrected and amended.
Yes.
Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries.
Ron, just clarification on the agenda. Are you going to get this list to Nikki or Amy to post those three items that
yes,
we talked about?
I will.
Okay. Perfect. Mark Riss will be here shortly. We could probably move on to the Jim Travis contract. He is on his way, but according to my sources, we'll be here in 27 minutes.
Mr. Travis is on his way?
No, no. Mark, that's why we're going to jump around him.
Well, this was requested by you. What do we have on him?
We were advised by our, if you remember from our executive session, the contract that was presented to Mr. Cotty was approved to form and based off of the information we had was okayed for us to sign.
Based upon a clause being added that we had a non-compete provision with Intrinsicor, and the attorney was giving that to Ms. Wyatt to bring before us?
That's where the question I wasn't sure. We said to post this based off of Monday's executive, but I don't know who exactly was supposed to give that disclaimer.
Well, in the discussion, it was that the contract had been generated on his computer. It would be easiest for him to add the section about the non-compete.
Right. No, I agree.
Once that had been done and forwarded, I understood that Frank was going to talk with the collector about that. Did I understand that wrong?
I don't know. That's why I'm posted. I wasn't sure what the next step was. I agree to the steps. I just don't know who was supposed to gain the document and gain the signature. I assume Frank was going to write the document. You were going to have Jim Travis write the document.
He already wrote the document. He's the one that offered it to the county. So the conclusion was it would be easiest for him to add to his own document, one sentence.
If we don't have that before us, I'd say let's move on.
We don't have it before us. I just want to make sure we don't.
Why don't you let me check with the collector?
Check in on that, Ron, but let's just move forward on it because I don't think we're ready for everything involved there.
Medical flexible spending account? Who is addressing that?
I have no idea.
You said he would be here at what time?
I got an email saying that he would be here around 9:30.
Whose name's on this?
Dixie. Medical?
she's...
Well, since none of the people that we're to do business with are here this morning as yet, let's stand in recess until 9:45.
About 9:30. Because Mark will be here at 9:30.
Okay. 9:30.
Do you want to do that, or do you guys want to go into this executive session on the litigation part and have discussion and come out?
We can do that soon.
Until we see some of the faces for the other issues here, let's go ahead and discuss that.
Let me just do this. Let me go see if Dixie's here. Just give me a second. Because if she's ready, she's ready.
I'm supposing you put the executive session on there about this.
She's got to fix it, yeah.
Good morning, ladies.
Hello.
What are we addressing regarding the medical flexible spending account?
It's a way to make it better for our employees that won't cost any more money.
Want to tell us about it?
It's just, usually it's a plan year from January to December 31st, but it's being able to carry it over until March 31st. If they didn't get everything done in that year, they have a time that they can go ahead and submit their claims and not be penalized for it and get their benefits.
Present was whenever you put your money in, you have to from January to December. But what they're doing is now they're allowing us to do an extension on that. So you'll have from January to March 15th.
Don, help me out. Would they put their money into it?
Employees.
The flex plan that we have now.
Explain the flex plan a little bit?
Yeah. Flex plan is where you can have money set aside for it's pre-taxed, and you can use it.
So this is money out of your salary on top of what the county's already paying on behalf of the employee.
Yeah. Employees paying it all. It's not the county's
county
not
don't have
paying
anything
in it. County don't have anything. Like when I get paid, I participate.
Okay.
I get paid, I put so much money, I figure out what kind of bills I have, like I want glasses or I want dental work or anything like that done. I can have that all figured out and then I put that money aside, and when I get that work done, I usually have from January to December to use up all that money. And then if I don't use it, I lose it. It goes to the county. Well, now they've now fixed it to where we can do an extension to where if I don't use it by December 31st, that I can, any bills I incur till from January 1st of 2013 to March 15th of 2013, those will be, I can pull from the 2012 amount I've already put in if I have money still in there.
But then you have, so then you plan for the following year?
Yeah, the following year
you
say,
hey,
I've got...
And you only have 9 months that you're looking at because you...
Well, no, then that goes till, if you go in, say I have $100 left over I can go in and start when I, if I incur a bill in January, then it'll pull off of that $100, and then I'll start in on my 2013 draw.
So it's a risk that the employee is taking by putting up monies and stating that I feel I'm going to use this much because mm-hmm. historically I do every year, mm-hmm. and it's pre-tax.
Mm-hmm. It's really, it's just
typically if you don't, you lose it.
Right.
Okay.
And this way you can utilize it till March 15.
So
it was my understanding, though, that it's not, you can't use the claims from January to March, that it has to be claims in the year before. You just have that long to do it.
No, well, that's just the normal. That's normal. You have 3 months after. This is no. He said, he and I've got
Rick,
an email in there.
Can you tell him where the courthouse, the judicial building is?
No, it's so that you can utilize it, the $100. That's ridiculous.
So, in your opinions, the county should move forward with this, and does it take a formal document for us to sign to make this happen?
They just wanted a, we just wanted your okay, and mm-hmm. I just have to email them, tell them.
I'm fine with it.
And I don't have any objection to it.
No.
So, and then we can send out an email and put it in for us. All right.
Thank you, ladies.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Move into executive session, take care of item of business that we have.
Sure.
And then come back out and take care of the appointees who hopefully will be here by that time.
Sure. Motion to go into executive session pursuant 610.021.1 litigation.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to go into executive session pursuant to section 610.021 subsection 1 litigation. All in favor say aye.
Danny aye.
Jim aye.
Ron aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries.